Good day time is 7 after the hour. The helpful Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and all her attributes, including the information that she presents to you as the Queen of Cheap. Check that box out at DougSteffen.com. Jennifer Horn is here. She has lots of information and experiences in the world of television and broadcasting. Plus, she has a sweet smile, a smart brain, pleasant laugh. Hardy har. Rich McFadden is here, the man with the buttons.
That's me.
And put two buttons back together. We're tired of looking at your chest.
Thank you.
All right. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack is a chiropractor. He practices the NUCCA method, N-U-C-C-A, which is basically a focus on your neck and the things that can be done to your neck to improve your posture, your overall health and well-being, as chiropractors in general work in that direction. He also has produced a series of CDs that are extraordinarily helpful. You can go to his website, jackstockwell.com, and find out now the discussion of iodine and whether or not people ought to be taking iodine for radiation protection. You have some things you've recommended if people feel like they ought to be on this, even though we all pretty much agree that the hoopla in the news media has scared people unnecessarily. If you feel like maybe this is advice we should be giving to people in Japan, anybody's listening in Japan, maybe this will help them out, Jack. But over here, we don't really need this stuff, do we?
Yeah, absolutely we do. But not for the reason, not for the fear factor, mm-hmm. but for the fact that iodine is absolutely essential to life.
Oh, so we need it because it's good.
You need it anyway.
Yeah, okay. Because I take iodine pills every day after you told me I needed to as part of my protocol. So I'm protected right away. I'm radioactive enough as it is.
Well, I do. I'm up to 8 radio shows a week myself now.
So you're radioactive.
Yeah, so I wear a lead shield when I'm near the microphone.
Good idea.
But one of the most powerful hormones in the human body, thyroxin. Thyroxin is 65% by weight iodine, and there is a virtual epidemic of hypothyroidism going on in this country right now, among men and women, and as a result. of living either in the goiter belt uh-huh. or just by eating way too many processed foods from which native iodine has been removed.
Extracted. So if people have thyroid problems, normally what the doctor gives them is some kind of iodine treatment. If you have and thyroid, the goiter problem you're talking about is a connection to the thyroid. It's all these things are part of the same family, are they not?
Well, exactly. And goiter is where the thyroid simply swells up, and it swells up to increase the exposure area of that gland to the blood flowing through so that that gland can extract as much recycled iodine as possible to produce thyroxin. And usually what you'll find in the medical industry is another Band-Aid on the problem rather than going to the source of the problem. So rather than encouraging good iodine supplementation, they'll give them a synthetic hormone called Synthroid or Levothyroxine or some other synthetic thyroxin that mimics the action of thyroxin. But the more you take the synthetic form, the more atrophying will take place inside your own thyroid gland to the point where you become forever hooked on that particular drug.
So why is iodine good to ward off the effects of radiation? And again, not that there is a problem. You have a map on your website, pretty interesting, as to how over the course of a few days, as the winds blow, the jet stream takes a hold of some of this radiation. It dissipates, though. It just gets weakened. It doesn't have any impact. But, I guess the point is.
Now, this is what you're trying to do. Because iodine concentrates in the thyroid for natural reasons to produce thyroxin, if you are low on iodine and you get exposed to radioactive iodine, the radioactive iodine is going to concentrate in the thyroid and lead to even worse problems that here you have a gland sitting right underneath your brain that's radioactive. Now, when your thyroid is saturated with the correct form of iodine, when you're exposed to radioactive iodine, which is a natural byproduct of nuclear fission, it will pass right on through the body, out the bladder, and out through the urine, and your body will get rid of it rather than letting it concentrate.
Ah.
If your body's saturated, and with the amount of iodine you've been taking, you simply, Doug, do not need to worry about it.
No, I wasn't worried. I wasn't worried about it in the first place, but
yeah,
and a lot of people get all hooped up about it. Go to Standard Process or wherever you get your good, and they're the best, we think. You get your supplements and get an iodine supplement and take that as a matter of course.
I'd be happy to drop ship it to you.
All right, so check out Jack. Go to Jack's website. It's jackstockwell.com. 13 past the hour. Coming up, hearings in Washington about food coloring and how they may affect a problem we've discussed ad nauseum here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The shadows start to fade as the light slips through the shade. Another morning sneaking in without a sound. Which aroma fills the air, and really nothing can compare to that first cup of Folgers going down. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your car.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Kellogg's cereal for $1.87 and Pepsi 2 liter for 88 cents when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties plus deposit where required while supplies last. See store for details.
Fact. When pain keeps you up at night, Advil PM gives you a better night's sleep than Tylenol PM. That's because Advil PM lets you spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and helps you enjoy more time asleep. Fact. Advil PM is non-habit forming. Know the facts. When aches and pains keep you from getting the rest you need, make Advil PM your number one choice for a better night's sleep.
Brands are trademarks of their respective owners. Use as directed.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jack Stockwell is here, well-known chiropractor, NUCCA expert. It's explained. NUCCA is explained at his website, along with some of the great news that he has. And it is. It's good news when you have a different point of view that makes sense from what has been traditional, if you will. And I think that is good news. You all need to have an alternative. You need to, and that's all the meaning of alternative medicine is. It's just another point of view, as has been the case. Whatever is going on. Don't you want to have more than one point of view? Don't you get, I mean, people who are too much into one religion or too much into one political party or too much into one way of life and they have no tolerance for others, it's kind of stifling. So Jack's website, you do get lots of unusual news and information. One of the things that we've talked about with some degree of consistency here, ADHD, the connection of various things that we eat to various maladies that develop over the course of our lifetime. We look at food coloring, and that's one of the things that Congress is looking at now, whether or not it contributes to ADHD, to autism, I suppose, to, didn't I see something that connected ADHD or autism to mental sort of falling down as you get older? the dementia and things that could go on. Is there something to that?
Yeah, there is repeated insults to the brain as a result of falling. You can get scar tissue in the brain just as easily as you can get it anywhere else in the body.
Yeah.
And as a result of multiple falls, which will happen to some people who start losing their sense of balance later in life, can actually speed up the dementia process.
Yeah. All right. Now, back to the food coloring hearings that are being held in Congress. Why all of a sudden the interest? This is a long time coming. At least they're doing something or looking into it. But what is the connection?
Well, the connection is simply this. You go to a tattoo parlor and you get paint put underneath your skin. And you're told, hey, don't worry about it. There's a several layers of skin there that are still protecting the inside of the body from it. Yet there are people who begin to get various sicknesses as a result of some of the tattoos they get on their body. Now, you take that same kind of coloring and you put it in your food and you put it in the digestive system, for which your body does not have enzymes to break it down. The liver has to deal with it. And the liver can deal with it up to a point where it begins to recirculate through the brain or the body. It's going to get into the brain. It gets into the heart. It gets into other parts of the body. And it's introducing a foreign substance, just like a liquid tattoo, into the bloodstream. And some people can deal with it. Some people actually begin to have, again, the degenerative process that's triggered by having artificial substances brought into the human body for which we have no enzymes to break them down.
All right, well, how does that compare to, let's say, the dyes you use to change the color of your hair? People who use to color their hair.
Precisely. That stuff's absorbed into the skull.
But what is the effect? I mean, what does it do? What do these colorings do? If your body can't break something down, I mean, like we talk about margarine and how you can't break down some of the chemicals within margarine or Diet Coke. Is it the same or is the food coloring different?
Your liver throws itself on a grenade every day to protect you from what's coming in through the digestive system. And whether it's a food coloring, a mold inhibitor, a flavor enhancer, a color stabilizer, whatever they want to call these different things, they are all artificial substances that end up in the liver, and the liver is sitting there trying to create some kind of an enzymatic process to break that stuff down. A lot of times it just gets concentrated in the liver until you start having some level of liver dysfunction. Or the liver will wrap it up in fat substances and send it out to the fat cells of the body, because a lot of that stuff is fat soluble anyway. Mm-hmm. So it ends up being stored in various parts of the body, and after a while it begins to show.
How do you get rid of all of these chemicals that it just throws into a fat cell?
Chelation.
Well, chelation is one way. What we do is, in our office, is we'll do a liver detoxification.
Yep.
In other words, we'll give you concentrated food substances that are known to trigger what's known as phase one and phase two of liver detoxification.
Just dump them out. I've been going through that, Richie. Just dump the stuff. Jack Stockwell's got a great website. Go there, find the alternatives and some sensible suggestions, ways to deal with problems that you have health-wise and otherwise. JackStockwell.com. Jack, always good to have you here. Thank you for the update. Coming up, Peter Greenberg helps you avoid getting nailed by international roaming charges. That's coming up. No. Plus the top five songs from this week in 1978.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Snake tweet, please.
Getting my morning coffee at the mud truck. Don't even talk to me until I've had my morning coffee. Seriously, don't. I'm venomous.
Yeah. This is the snake that's escaped from the Bronx Zoo. And he's gone out and got it in his own Twitter feed and is roaming New York.
99,000 plus followers already.
Hey, man.
All right. Time now for the top five songs from this week in 1978. Here's how this works. We're going to play some excerpts from the top five, starting with number five that you're hearing in the background. You identify the person singing or the group and the name of the song, and you'll get the prize, the Doug Steffen Prize, if you've never won before. We encourage you to listen carefully. It's 1978, popular year. It's a good song. Nice, sweet sort of pop song. Number five, that's what this is. Tell us who it is singing it and the name of the song. And then we'll get to number four and three and two and one. Interesting, because this week, for the first time for, let me think now, 1964, late 64, early 65, there was a group that had not only the top two songs with some regularity, they had in 1 or 2 weeks all five of the top five songs.
Even more interesting, the number one and the number two song
from the same album.
From the same album, from the same band. But listen to who's singing backup and who wrote this song.
Yeah, same bunch.
Same guys are backing up this person who's singing this song.
Yeah. All right, so this is number five. Number four from this week in 1978. Don't need to go too far.
Barely man enough.
All right, just quiet. Don't put the giveaway in and stuff.
Roberta,
right, that's number four. She can't keep her mouth shut.
Right.
She's talking about Tourette syndrome. Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's number four for this week in 78. Number three.
Yes.
A lot of fun. One of our great guitarists. Good lyricist as well. All right, so this is number three from this week in 78. We proceed to number two this week in 78. This is what you use if you're trying to perform CPR on anybody. Dr. Ken says you just hum this as you're breathing into or pushing the person's
chest. As you're pushing, because it's got the perfect rhythm.
Right.
Do you know I'm 2 months old almost, not even, in 1978 this week?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You were here anyway, Jen. All right, so this is number two, and now we have number one. Even better. Can you imagine anything that was better than the last song? This is it. How these guys, Stigwood and these guys, they were genius. They hadn't been anybody around since the Wall of Sound. I have many years of disc jockey, so I got my hands around, my mind around music, pop music of the 60s and 70s. I think from Phil Spector to Stigwood was anybody that could create this kind of a sound. So enveloping. Listen to this. You can't escape what they're doing in this song. You cannot get away from it. Everything in the music works toward that ultimate sound of connection and control. And if you say to me, oh, my God, it's just a piece of music. What's the matter with you? But there's very intricate stuff going on here, production-wise. Okay. So let's repeat them again very quickly. You call us at 800-510-8255 to identify these songs for the prize, starting with number 5.
Sane, I think we need to clarify this one.
In the words of a broken heart, it's just
It's a one-word title.
But
it's not the same
singer.
Group.
The singer. Everybody's going to think it's the same band as number 2 and number 1. Yeah, it is not.
Because you confused them. All right, number 4.
Well, no.
Come on, hurry up.
You're
going
to listen to it and hear it.
Number 3. Number 2. Number 1. 800-510-8255. Name them all from number 5 to number 1. Artist included, you get the prize. Peter Greenberg up now on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to travel abroad, it's not necessarily the cost of the plane ticket or the hotel that can really hose you. It's your cell phone. Here's how you can avoid getting nailed by international roaming charges. First, check with your phone company to see if you even have a phone that will work abroad. More and more U.S. phones are now on the more common GSM cellular network. Now, if you're only planning to travel abroad for a short period of time, then call up your phone company before you leave. Many providers now have temporary international plans, like Verizon's occasional global traveler program for travel less than 21 days. But again, you've got to be careful. These plans differentiate between voice usage and data usage, such as text messaging and the Internet. Skype now makes applications for smartphones that operate over Wi-Fi, and of course, you can always use it on your laptop. The cost to call a landline varies, but Skype-to-Skype calling? Absolutely free. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said, who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip. As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
Now 33 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli in the Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will join us in a few minutes with his daily dose of important medical information. That update is coming up. The video of the day today at DougStephan.com. It's a quick video on how you do not want to have your new boat put into the water.
Oh.
I think you might.
Yeah. A forklift and a boat don't always go together.
Oh, a forklift?
That's how they get them off of the lifts at the docks.
Sometimes,
No, they have the slings.
Yeah, some of them have the slings. Some of them they use the forklift with the dry docks.
All right. Now it's time for us to identify those top five songs. Richie's going to play snippets from them. This is from this week, the last week of March, 1978. Top five songs. Your job is to call us at 800-510-8255. You haven't heard these songs. Here are some really quick ins and outs.
And just, I'm going to play the beginning of number five because I really think it's going to confuse people.
But this is not a group.
Because
the group is in the background.
The group is in the background.
Get a version of it.
This is the actual singer.
And her name begins with the first name and last name begins with the same consonant. All right?
Is that helps you out?
All right. Who's number, what's number four, Richie?
You know.
No heavy lifting involved here. Number three.
Oops, there you try.
Pretty easy, too. Number two. Just good to hear all this stuff. Two. And number one. All right, here's John listening on K57 in Guam. Hello, John. Welcome to Good Day. And I should say good evening probably to you, right?
Yes, it is. It's about 10:35 here.
Half a day.
Half a day, John.
Hey, thank you. Thank you.
All right, so let's get to work here. See if you can identify from number five to number one, the artist and the name of the song. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it is tricky, but it's Samantha Sang singing Emotion.
Very good.
You got that one, you got a home run. You're going to get the other ones. What's number four?
My favorite artist, Barry Manilow, Can't Smile Without You.
Yeah, all right, so don't be a jerk, Roberta, talking about him. Number three.
And that's the classic Eric Clapton, Lay Down Sally.
Absolutely. Number two.
And we got the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, the CCR song.
Yeah, right. Number one.
And Night Fever by the Bee Gees.
Wow. There you go. You got it.
I'm impressed,
good man.
John. Good job.
Gotta figure it out. You from Canada originally?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Guam.
Are you
I'm born and raised in Guam.
Where are you really? Because you have that sort of Canadian out.
Well,
accent here.
Maybe he watches hockey.
The Chamorro accent is kind of similar, isn't it, John? A little bit. Yeah.
It is. I think we might have been conquered by Canada sometime.
Yeah, that could happen.
You would be the only territory conquered by Canada.
What do you do for a living, John?
Well, actually, I'm a licensed psychologist.
A licensed psychologist. You want to do some...
We could use your help.
We're all slightly nuts on the show.
Hey, how's the snake situation on Guam? They might need your help in the Bronx zoo area.
I got to tell you, honestly, a neighbor next door had a bird, just a big bird just got swallowed up the other day.
Yeah.
Really?
There were snakes all over the place. I remember seeing snakes hanging from the electric wires.
You did not.
I
had a tweet from the Bronx Zoo last night.
Was there a snake there?
Yeah.
And this guy's tweeting. He says, city may not sleep, but I'm ready to. Ooh, a chimney. I bet you bragged to your friends about having a working fireplace in New York City. Hi, Roomie.
Wow.
Now, there are a lot of snakes. What do they call those snakes? They're not just black snakes. What kind of snakes do you have on Guam?
I think I think we're blaming the Philippines, the Philippine rat snake.
Rat snake.
What I've got. I've got a rat snake.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a pet, 6 feet long.
I thought yours was a corn snake, Roberta.
Yeah. Well, a rat snake is a form of a corn snake. The corn snakes are orange and black.
Mind.
A rat
kind of
snake is brown and black.
Is it a rat snake or a corn snake, Roberta?
A corn snake is the general type of snake. The specific type of snake is a rat snake.
Okay.
All right.
He loves those because they do kill the rats.
I feed mine, rats.
Now, Rich went together with me once.
I have to kill them for him,
though. I went the first time to Guam by myself, and I did see...
No, you went the second time to Guam by yourself. The first time we went together, then the second time you went by yourself. We went with Ellen Ratner in 1998 for the first time.
Okay. Oh, Ellen Ratner, yes, from D.C.
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
That's right. Exactly. All right, well, at any rate, I remember seeing snakes hanging from the telephone wires and
poles.
They
cause the power outages here. They look for the warmth of the wires.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Once again, McFadden is wrong, but he loves to try to correct me. Yeah. All right, so, John, you're a good man. Glad that you have a brain and you're using it. Hold on just a second. We'll take good care of you. The Good Day program, 22 minutes before the hour. Here's a kind of wrap myself, if you pardon the pun, around this, because it's the kind of information or story, if you will, that sends me and most everybody else into the ozone when you hear it. Here's the story of a middle school student who has been suspended for opening the door. A middle school student suspended for opening a door for a visitor.
Huh?
The principal said students are not allowed to open doors.
That's right.
If anybody does, they are suspended. That's the policy in this particular school district.
In most schools, my son's school, once school starts, there are certain doors where you can go in and certain doors where you can go out. All the rest of the doors are locked. So when I go there, you have to walk up to the front door, buzz the thing, and the front office lets you in. And that's the way most schools work. They don't want people just being able to walk into an elementary school or a
security,
high school.
Of course.
Yes.
The security system costs $10,000 to install at this middle school. The doors are locked. Visitors have to ring the buzzer, as Richie suggested. They have to look into a camera before they are let in. Everybody knows the policy. It's in the handbook, knows the consequences. This student was the first person to be suspended for opening the door. The principal did not say how many days of suspension he would get. The email was sent to the local newspaper. This is an A student opening the door for a woman that he knew who had her hands full. She was bringing some supplies into the school. The email also indicated the student received the suspension, but a week of out-of-school suspension. I don't know what it means to be suspended. I would have thought a suspension is an out-of-school suspension. So is this appropriate? Is this the way it ought to be? Is this what we've come to? I guess that's the bottom line. We see over and over and over again the lack of tolerance we think that schools have, the school system has, for all kinds of what appear to be silly things, whether they're clothing or the haircut or, in this circumstance, it's like fear-based. The fear-based thinking that is part of this is really something that gets under my skin. You're teaching the children that everything in life is to be feared. That's what this policy does. It makes you afraid. It teaches kids they've got to be behind locked doors all the time. You've got to lock the door in the car. Everybody's a pervert. Everybody's going to do something horrible to you. What a terrible message and a horrible way to grow.
I don't think everybody's a pervert.
Sorry?
But if you let one pervert into an elementary school, you got a problem.
I'm sorry. This is all about fear and the fear-mongering that goes on in our world. Nobody has the start.
Kids don't even realize it. All they know is it's a rule.
I don't care whether they realize it or they don't.
My son doesn't think that the doors are locked because there's some pervert waiting outside the door to get him.
There are a lot of people who are these messages of fear, radiation, look out for this, look out for that. When I was a kid, I was told to explore. I wasn't told anything. I just was let out to explore.
Have you ever tried to manage 700 kids? Or 1,000 kids?
That's not my point. My point is that there is a fear instilled into, well, unfortunately, my point.
But
is
you think it's fear-based thinking.
It is.
There's also a management issue here.
What are we all going to be locked up? Everybody's going to be locked in their homes, locked in their offices, locked up all day, every day for the rest of their lives. It is.
Let's say you have a kindergartner accidentally walk outside the door and walk away from the school. Then what do you do?
Well, the kindergarten can walk out the door. They're not locked in. That way they're locked from the outside. They can't get in from the outside. They can push the doors, those handles, unless they put chains around the doors.
Some schools do lock the doors from the inside. They don't lock all of them, obviously, for fire hazards.
I find it troubling. It troubles me a great deal, frankly. It's really something we have become afraid of.
And then you have different situations where schools inside, especially in inner cities, don't want gang members in. You remember the movie, was it Stand and Deliver?
We ought
to
be doing a better job of handling those people. We're teaching. We have what happens with this is when this fear-based thinking is created, you kill the instincts that people have. We are, by nature, as human beings, we are instinctively interested. We are curious. We are interested in exploring. And when you lock everybody in and away from what's in the outside world, no matter what it is, sure, there are going to be problems. And sure, we have the Amber Alerts, and we have these perverts that ought to be shot on sight. We all know that. But the other side of it is, what does it do to the thing about exploring space? That's what was created in the 50s and 60s. That's why we went to the moon. That's why we've been able to do things, whether on the planet, under the planet, above the planet, because we are explorers. And if you lock everybody in to their circumstance and keep them from going out and exploring, like mothers don't want their kids to get dirty.
Why should you be going out and exploring when you're in school and supposed to be in class?
That's not the point. This is a general point that I'm making.
Again, it's my point.
I wish you would not argue with me about everything that I say just to be a jerk about it.
Because the point you're making is about locking schools. I understand your point about your general point about exploring.
The point is that we're all trying. You don't do it with your children. Now, your kids have an understanding of what's in the backyard. They play around the backyard.
We have a creek and everything behind our backyard.
Jump into it.
But my sons,
get them wet. Get them covered with mud.
Absolutely.
Get them filthy dirty. Kids are supposed to do.
We do that. But when he's in school, he's in class, and that's where he's supposed to stay.
I think that there is.
He's not supposed to be exploring when he's in school.
What is school? What good is school if you can't explore in school?
He's exploring his classroom setting.
Well, what is there in the classroom setting? You don't learn anything in a sterile environment like that with the desks and chairs and the walls and stuff.
Man, I would have loved to have been in your class.
I was a great teacher because I brought kids out.
Hey, Dudley, I'm leaving for a little while. I'm going to go explore, okay? Catch me down at the McDonald's.
Yeah, okay.
You guys feel better?
I'm annoyed, but I made my point. Anyway, Dr. Ken, he'll talk to us about what it is to explore into the immune system is one of the things that is benefited by you going out and experiencing things outside. You really, in terms of getting out of it, this is a material example. The specifics may be one thing, but the general attitude of fear that has been taught to our children today is unacceptable. Everybody is afraid of everything, and the news media is the culprit. You are scared out of your pants every day by some other disaster that is not a disaster, and that's what
I would agree with you.
That's really the message here. The reason they lock the doors is because they are afraid. You're right. Some pervert or somebody coming into the school that's going to take advantage of some kid. Is there a pervert on every corner? If there is, then what's wrong with our society? We have to go back and step back and step back and step back and see what it is that's created this perversion. And are we ever going to be able to survive in this cocoon that we're creating for ourselves? That's really the bottom. Boy, is my blood pressure high now. I got to get Dr. Ken to measure my blood pressure in a moment here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day program in just a moment.
Spring is finally here, and it's time to spruce up your home. And it doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg to do so. Everyday household products like baking soda offer an affordable and natural way to keep our homes fresh and clean. Television host and lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
are always impressed by how one box of Arm & Hammer baking soda can help clean their homes without the use of harsh chemicals. You can clean the microwave, countertops, and stainless steel sinks without scratching, deodorize the fridge and drains, give a boost to laundry detergent for cleaner clothes, and even remove marks from walls. That little orange box of baking soda is the most resourceful solution for spring cleaning, and it only costs about a buck.
Thanks, Jill. For more information and countless uses for baking soda, visit www.armandhammer.com. That's www.armandhammer.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, "I love you." Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, and he is brought to us by the folks that are responsible for bringing to you the opportunity to lose weight. We're all so happy. We follow the instructions. We understand the MetaFast program. It is fast. It is safe. It is all of the things that you need, including when I get to the safe part, I'm always mindful of Dr. Ken and the other doctors who have for decades said, this is the program. This is the way to lose the weight. This is the intelligent.
Hey, man, we've had
way.
A lot of diets come through this show. Right. This one is the one.
Yep.
It works. All right,
so anyway, Ken, it works because you have explained how this has attracted your attention. Is there something metabolically about what's going on when we eat all this MetaFast food or is it just you don't eat as much, you seem fuller, and you lose the weight that way?
Well, all of the above. You eat the right amount of calories. You also stimulate your metabolic system, which is so important. You also feel satisfied, so your appetite is controlled. And you're staying healthy because you're getting the nutrients that you need, and you're not going to yo-yo, go up and down, which is so dangerous. And you have a lifestyle, so you're not stressed out about it. How am I going to make it to the next week?
All right, so here's what you do. You call 800-506-4115. And save $50 when you sign up because you're telling them you're listening to Dr. Ken. It's amazing. It really is. It's an amazing program. We have been very supportive of Roberta, Jennifer, Richie doing a good job on this. I'm trying to get on a plane and I lose my focus, but I'll get to it sooner or later. I want to follow and help you follow the MetaFast way to lose 20 pounds the first month, 2 to 5 pounds a week after that, 800-506-4115. All right, Ken, we're back to a discussion of the radiation, the problem. You have at DougStefan.com today underscored how this radiation is not a health concern, although Jack Stockwell earlier this hour was talking about thyroid problems in general and iodine, which is needed for the body, and I'm betting that you concur with that in terms of iodine.
Of course. What's news there?
I think there's news in that most people don't understand how most of their systems work. They don't understand the thyroid. Well, they don't understand it needs iodine. Do you think that's the case?
Well, we enrich foods with iodine, but it's not radioactive.
Yeah, but do you think that people know that? Do you think the average person knows what it is that's in their food? Like, you know,
well, they know if they're listening, but the body uses iodine. The thyroid needs it, and that's why the thyroid is in jeopardy when it's radioactive, because the iodine in the body is mostly accumulated and stored in the thyroid gland, which needs it continuously to make thyroid hormone.
All right, less sleep, a better sleep helps you lose weight, yes?
This is why MetaFast works, because it doesn't stress you out. If you're looking to lose those extra pounds, you should probably add reducing stress and getting the right amount of sleep to the list.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert on the Good Day program, 51 after the hour.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Bye.
Do you want to say anything about this song before I talk about it?
Good movie. I'll leave it at that. Good movie.
Good song. Actually, this song was the winner of the Oscar in 1987 for Best Song from a Movie, yeah. Take My Breath Away by Berlin. The movie was Top Gun. And isn't there some move afoot to revitalize, redo, or somehow or other recreate this movie, Chucker? Didn't I hear you say that a while back?
Yeah, they've talked about doing a sequel over the last 6 months. There's been a lot of talk about it.
A sequel? So how would that, would like Tom Cruise be a general or an admiral or something? How would that be?
Yeah, he'd be higher up in the ranks. Whether he would be the sole star of the movie or have a supporting role would yet to be determined. But you know, a lot of these projects get talked about but never really.
He could play the Tom Skerritt role at this point.
Well, but the other guys who are in the movie. That were all Vin.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards was in the movie. He had hair then.
Yeah.
Let's see. Vic.
Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer,
yeah.
Was in it. And Kevin Bacon was in it too, wasn't he? Wasn't Kevin Bacon
in
this movie?
No, he wasn't in that.
No, you're thinking of the guy from ER.
That was him.
Anthony Edwards. Oh, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. There was one more guy that was in there. Anyway. That's a good movie. 1978 was the year for that one. Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments, and also he's the author. If you go to DougStephan.com, you'll see the co-host and Chucker's picture there. Click on that. Go to his blog, which is all about entertainment today, tomorrow. He's got not just a focus on movies, but videos in general, DVDs, that kind of stuff. Very devoted to his I'm devoted to his expertise, and he's devoted to having some pretty interesting movie news, which will come along after we bring the contest today, which focuses on the number one movie from this week in the year 2000, a movie which captivated. You didn't really know what to expect, Chucker, when you saw this movie, and maybe that's enough of a hint. We'll go with the audio hint. First one, Richie.
Should I bolt every time I get that feeling on my gut when I meet someone new? I've been thinking with my gut since I was 14 years old. And frankly speaking, I've come to the conclusion that my guts have for brains.
Yes. Love this movie. 800-510-8255.
What's the name of this movie? Number two in the clip and clue department.
What really matters is what you like, not what you are
it's
like.
Favorite actor.
Books, records, films, these things.
My favorite
matter.
Movie.
Call me shallow. It's the truth.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
510-8255. Quite a good movie, in fact. All right, it's 11 years ago. Number one during this week. If that helps you out, here's the last clip.
People worry about kids playing with guns or watching violent videos. Some sort of culture of violence will take them over. Nobody worries about kids listening to thousands, literally thousands of songs about heartbreak, rejection, pain, misery, and loss. Did I listen to pop music because I was miserable? while they're miserable because I listen to pop music.
All right, so they called this whole thing is a really creative way. Chucker, didn't you think that it was handled well the way they created this? So, I mean, it's all about, movies are all about the imagination, and what was created by this movie was, I thought, quite challenging. Don't you think?
I agree with you.
How many actors could pull off that role where they just basically talk to the audience?
Yeah. It was a good movie. Do you know what the movie is, Roberta? Jennifer?
I'm clueless.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Okay, well, that's pretty
much
bad?
Goes
on with it. That's okay.
I'm always
right.
Clueless.
800-510-8255. Take a shot of it if you know, because there's a swell prize attached to it. Meanwhile, Chucker has lots of movie news. Chucker?
Okay, Doug, here's an interesting story. According to an interview with the Los Angeles Times, Warner Brothers president of Motion Pictures, Jeff Robina, says that the studio is already planning a reboot of its Batman franchise after Chris Nolan's highly anticipated third Batman film, The Dark Knight Rises, hits theaters for the summer of 2012. Now, the studio plan, Doug, is to do a Justice League movie, which is in serious planning stages, which will have Batman, Superman, The Flash, Wonder Woman, and other DC superheroes all in one movie. I must say, I hate that idea. I think it's silly, but it could be a huge box office winner. And then they'll do a new Batman movie, which will reinvent the character, most likely dumb him down. Hope they don't go the way of Batman and Robin, because there'll be a lot of fan backlash. Now, as for The Dark Knight Rises, the script is out, the actors have it, but the ending is not included in the script. And one has to speculate, will Chris Nolan actually, he has complete creative control over the property, will he kill Batman off in his trilogy?
All right, listen to this.
I think it's a possibility.
The number one trend at Yahoo today is Jennifer Garner, who's going to play Miss Marple in the, you use the term, reboot of the Agatha Christie detective series. She wrote 12 of these Miss Marple novels. Angela Lansbury was the name we were trying to think of, Richie.
Yes.
Angela Lansbury was it. So the 12-movie deal for Jennifer Garner looks like. Meanwhile, the name of the movie is High Fidelity. Nobody got it. High Fidelity.